The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. Sorry we've been off. This episode is entitled The Stall. So in this episode, Elaine and Jerry are dating two different people who, for weird circumstances, don't quite get to meet up with each other. Meanwhile, George has a man crush on Elaine's boyfriend, Tony, played by MTV VJ Dan Cortez. So George has a kind of a man crush on him, and Kramer is weirdly obsessed with 976 numbers. What do you think of this episode?
This is a classic episode. This is one of those episodes that you tell your friends to watch if for whatever reason they haven't watched Seinfeld. It's funny from start to finish. Everybody gets something funny to either do or say. And this is a 10 out of 10 episode.
Yeah, I thought so. So one, there are some pretty hilarious moments in this. So the episode sort of starts out with what is the biggest reveal gag. Elaine is in a bathroom stall next to, is that Terry Hatcher?
No, it's, I'll find her, Jamie Gertz.
Great value, Terry Hatcher.
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
They look alike, but like Terry Hatcher is better looking.
Terry Hatcher is real and spectacular.
Right. So it starts out with the two of them in opposing stalls at a public bathroom at Monk's. And they can't see each other. Theater. Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, you're right. They're at a movie theater. And Elaine's stall doesn't have any toilet paper. And great value, Terry Hatcher has some toilet paper, but she refuses to let Elaine borrow some after Elaine asks. And Elaine is like, look, if it's 2-ply, I'll just take 1-ply. Like, just give me 1 square. That's all I need. Like, that'll do it. And the woman's like, I can't spare a square. I'm sorry.
This is a great visual gag of just these two stalls with the doors closed and Elaine in her like penny loafers and white socks. And she's begging for 1-ply. And as she says it, her hand with her index fingers pointing down
right
just below the stall. It's a hilarious image. And Jane is in the other stall and she physically moves over as if there isn't a barrier between
right
them.
Like
it's a funny sight gag, man.
Yeah, and it is a very physical gag for only being able to see people's feet, basically.
Yeah,
so it works. So both women leave the bathroom at separate times. And
one sec, you ever been in that situation where you run out of toilet paper?
No, because not publicly.
Really?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't believe in starting a task without having all of the tools to complete it. I simply do not. Like, anytime I use the bathroom to take a shit at work, I verify that there is enough toilet paper before I even start that project. Like, no, I'm not building the bridge. I'm not building the plane as I fly it, you know, so to speak. Like, no,
man. All right.
Absolutely not.
What if?
Because I'm afraid of this. Like, I'm afraid of this situation.
So you've never been in a situation where you have publicly went to the bathroom and there is no toilet paper around?
No, I would never. Because I don't wear shitty pants. Clearly, this is something that's happened to you. So please elaborate.
So
give the people what they pay for.
So
your
I was
disgusting habits.
So back when I used to cross train, you know, not cross train.
I thought you were going to say cross dress. I was like, this is a weird tangent. Okay.
Back when I used to run, you know, long distance and stuff like that.
Right.
I would train, and there's this trail in downtown Bethesda that I would take, and I was running along and I had ran about 4 miles and I really had to take a shit.
Yeah, running will do that.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
And I really, really had to take a
it's
shit.
It's like coffee, just like starts to get things moving.
And there was nowhere for me to take a shit.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I can't shit my pants.
No, that's unacceptable.
That is unacceptable.
No, I would hold it for an indeterminate amount of time before I shit myself. Like, I could not do that.
Well, I couldn't hold it.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, you shit in the woods or something.
So I shat in the woods.
And did you really?
Yes, I did. I went.
Wait, how long ago was this?
A couple years ago.
Like 3 years ago?
Oh, no, not that far. Yeah, like 3 years ago, I wasn't living where I was.
Oh, okay. That, God damn it. All right.
So it's maybe like,
I was trying to give you an out, but.
Maybe like, nah, you know.
A year.
About a year, year and a half, something like that.
Grown ass man.
And I went back, and I felt so ashamed, man, because, you know, but like you said, you know, you survey your area, right?
Sure.
And I kind of get what dogs do now, like, right? Like, they walk around and just like, all right, this looks like a good place. And I ran up there, and the path is not like some dirt road, right? Like, it's a path. People like jog and ride bikes.
Yeah, no, dude, no. So absolutely not.
So I walked up in there, and I copped a squat, and I took a shit. And
did you feel ashamed of yourself?
I did.
Okay, good. Did. At least that. Exists.
Because it wasn't like one of those clean brick shits. Like, it was like trying to squeeze Nutella out of a tube. You know what I mean? So it wasn't exactly the cleanest thing in the world. And it,
I would just like to point out, just for the record, Terrence is here, but he's not saying anything. He's just shaking his head and laughing, which is about as accurate of a response as I'm sure most people listening to this have.
So I understand the value of really, really needing toilet paper, because I had to jog that 4 miles back.
Oh, with shitty pants?
With you know, shit in my crack.
Oh, it's my not, God. No, dude. I would have fucking called an Uber, dude. I'd be like, no. No, pick me up, motherfucker.
Right, and I didn't want to use leaves, right? Because knowing my luck.
It would be poison ivy.
It would be poison ivy or
some
shit.
Yeah.
And I'd have an itchy asshole, and it'd be all infected.
And good luck explaining that one to your doctor. Well, I was shitting in the woods, as most adults do, as you know. And then I got poison ivy up my ass. No big deal.
So, yeah, don't
do that.
Don't do that.
Oh, my God. Moving right along. So we come to find out Elaine is dating this guy, Dan Cortez, from MTV. If you are too young to know who Dan Cortez is, do a Google search. He played a lot of rock and jock basketball, if I am correct, my memory. I think he was probably my favorite VJ. That and who was like the meth addict, right? Like that one fucking weird kid from the
I was
90s.
A downtown Julie Brown guy myself.
Well, I mean, that's like OG VJs. Like, that's when they, that's like during Kurt Loder's time, like when they mattered.
Well, you know? Kurt Loder's time, like he was there from the Alpha to the Omega. Like, he was there from beginning to end.
Yeah, he really fucking was. He was there from the beginning of VJs to the death of VJs. So you come to find out that Elaine is dating Dan Cortez, and his name is Tony, and Jerry keeps giving her a hard time because he's like, oh, Tony, pretty boy Tony. He's like popping his collar because he's like, you're only dating him because he's this good looking guy, not because of his personality, because he's like a bro dog. He's like, let's go rock climbing, bro. Like, that's Elaine works at a publishing company. Like, why would she date that guy?
She's
make any
a
sense.
Nerd. What is she?
Yeah, what are you dating a asshole jock for? And so then we see a scene where Kramer comes in to use Jerry. He's like, hey, can I use your phone in your bedroom? And Jerry's like, this better not be for one of those 976 numbers. He's like, no, it's not. And then he picks up the phone later and come to find out that's who he's calling is one of these hotlines. Have you ever called a 976 number?
I have never called a 976 number, not because I wasn't curious, but because I'm too cheap.
That's fair. I have called. But I never spoke to someone because I called and I had that moment of, this is definitely going to show up on my mom's credit card. I'm not going to do this. Like, I had that one, that last moment of reprieve, and I was like, don't do that. No, that's terrible.
The closest thing I've done is called like one of those party chat lines where there's just an open switchboard where everyone is trying to talk to somebody. And just like
it's an old school chat room.
Yeah, it's an old school chat room. And just like
ASL?
Just like the stereotype, right? Like, there's a bunch of dudes and like two chicks, and everybody's trying to talk to these chicks, Everybody can hear everyone else's conversation.
Oh, weird. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not cool at all. It's like being in a party, but everyone is speaking at full volume.
Yeah, that's a little weird. And being charged $1.50 a minute. Right. Like the prices for 976 numbers were fucking insane. Like, oh, the first 2 minutes are free. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. But then you know that you get on there and they're like, hi, my name is Rebecca. Rebecca, speak the fuck up. Hurry up. It's costing me a goddamn fortune. Let's go. Let's go. But it's kind of funny. That's an industry that has literally gone completely away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the internet exists, motherfucker. Like, the internet and free porn. Porn is everywhere. Why would I pay to talk to you when I can literally watch people take a dildo to themselves if that's what I'm into? Like, you just can. And for free. But if you want to watch it live, I'm sure you can pay. So he's like super obsessed with this, and he's like, oh, you know, this woman, she's got this great voice and this flinty voice or whatever, which is a similar thing that Elaine says about that woman in the stall. She says, oh, she's got like this flinty voice, and I'll never forget it. So then we actually meet, Pretty Boy Tony, Dan Cortez, and him and George are having lunch at Monk's, and George is like totally crushing on this guy. And he's like, you're so cool, man. Like, he's like putting his hat backwards like Tony does, even though he's wearing like a plaid hat and not a starter Giants hat like cool Tony is.
Have you ever like
the man crush thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Probably. Like, you meet somebody, you're like, wow, this person seems really fucking cool.
Like, you've had that happen? Like, I can't.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
I've definitely had it happen to me, which is very weird.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, I know, because you're like fucking Dr. Doom. Like, you just want subjects. No, I've had that happen to me. Like, oh, wow, you know, like, I really admire you. And my question to that is always, why? Like, why? Weird.
Did it take you so long?
Right. Well, obviously. So, yeah, it's...
I mean, I've seen people...
It's
like,
a little weird.
I've known people that...
And not even like a sexual weirdness. Like, it's just it's weird to idolize somebody who ain't doing shit.
Right.
You know, it's like you're not accomplished.
Right. Like,
you're just
I've known people. There are people that I kind of want to be friends with because I think they would help me in the long run.
Right. Which is the only reason to be friends with people, right?
What was the point of having friends if you can't exploit their talents?
I agree.
So.
Thanks for doing the shows for free, guys. Anyway, go ahead.
Right.
This network is running great.
I need some electrical work done, bro. You know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. The studio ain't, look, the studio didn't electrify itself, all right? Except I had to pay for it. But anyway.
But yeah, I don't, I don't know. I've met a few celebrities and I don't get like starstruck from them either. So I don't necessarily know what that feels like.
Yeah, I don't know. Like it seems a little weird.
Is there someone that you would like to meet? Well, I can think of a couple people that
would
love to meet and would probably crush on, but is there one that you'd be willing to say?
That's a weird way to phrase that question. Yeah, I feel like I'd probably have like a total dude crush on The Rock. Like, if I met that guy, I'd be like, you're the shit, dude. Like, I kind of love your terrible movies. Like, I feel like I would. Probably, I'm trying to think, like celebrities. I feel like as crazy as he is, I feel like I would have a good time hanging out with him. I feel like I'd have a good time hanging out with Tom Cruise for some odd reason. I bet he's probably a lot of fun. Because he's super rich and he's like Jesus of a religion. So you got it. Like, so do whatever you want. Whatever you do is perfect anyway. What about you?
I could see that.
He'd be a little crazy in the beginning. You'd be like, you seem a little full of yourself. But then like you guys like start drinking and shit and he'd be like really fucking cool. I could see that.
The only person I can think of off the top of my head that's, you know, not The Rock. Everybody loves, you know, yeah. Everybody wants to hang out with The Rock. The one that I think would come out of left field for you knowing me is Joe Biden. I would love to just I would love to just kind of talk to that guy.
You guys would bond over your mutual obsession, unhealthy obsession with ice cream.
Yeah, and I figured that would be my entry. That would be my way in. You know what I mean?
You guys could talk for hours about the greatness that is mint chocolate chip ice cream. Like, oh yeah, and by the way, you were a vice president at one time.
Yeah, like I would like to talk to that guy.
I could see that. I'm trying to think, like, in the political world. I mean, yeah, Obama, of course.
I mean, that's
a fucking given. Yeah, Joe Biden, I feel like, would be kind of a fun person to talk to.
He just seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, talk about aviator sunglasses all the time and ice cream. So those are his two loves. And fucking public transportation, apparently. The three things that Joe Biden cares about more than anything else. And family. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think who else. There's got to be, like, who's a person, like, I will see just about anything they're in? Well, The Rock.
I'd like to talk to Don Cheadle. I think I'd have a...
I bet he'd be pretty cool.
Crush on Don Cheadle. Like, that dude plays poker and is, like, really good at it.
You know, is he? I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's been on, like, those world...
Like, fucking Affleck, too, right?
Yeah.
Where they lose, like, $30,000 of their own money and they're like, whatever, who cares? I'll go make another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think... You know who'd actually probably be really fucking cool to hang out with? I bet like Kurt Russell is a fucking cool dude to hang out with.
He seems like it.
I feel like he would just be like, let me tell you about the glory days where I used to do a lot of coke, bang chicks, and like kick ass in movies. Like, I bet that's all he talks about.
I like to think that Kurt Russell in his private life is Jack Burton.
I would also like to think that.
Yeah.
That movie is actually just a documentary on Kurt Russell, not so much about Jack Burton. So then we see another scene of Jerry having pizza with his girlfriend. And he's like, hey, can I borrow a napkin? She's like, sorry, I can't. I only have, there's not enough to spare. I only have one napkin. Like, he's like, I'm dripping. He's
you
like,
bitch.
Come on. And Elaine comes up to the apartment while she's still there. And Jerry knows that they had this ordeal in the bathroom, but obviously, the two of them don't know each other yet. So she's about to come up, and Jerry's like, yeah, you should take some gum. Your breath is, like, really garlicky. And he's like, gives her, like, four or five pieces of gum. So, like, her mouth is full when Elaine comes up, so she doesn't recognize her voice.
Yeah.
Right? And Elaine is like, what the fuck is going on with that woman? And Jerry's like, yeah, I don't know. She's kind of crazy. Fast forward.
So right before this, back to George and Tony. George is fanboying out, right? And Tony's like, hey, I got an idea. How about we go rock climbing? And George is like, rock climbing. Yeah, I'm down. I am down. Just the two of us though, right? Just the two of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Just me and you.
So we can like make out date. At the top.
Right. All right, George. And he's like, oh yeah, 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 whatever. And he's like, all right, good, good.
I'll make sandwiches.
He's very satisfied with himself.
Well, and he's like, I'll make sandwiches. Like he is definitely the woman of the relationship.
Right, right. And all of a sudden, Kramer comes in, and Kramer's like, hey. And Tony's like, hey, K-Man, how about you want to go rock climbing with us? George's like, you know.
It's not enough sandwiches.
A little dangerous. Not enough sandwiches to go.
Don't come.
And Kramer's like, yeah, I'm down. Let's go rock climbing tomorrow, because what the fuck else do we have to do?
Would you do rock climbing?
I've done indoor rock climbing.
Would you do outdoor rock climbing?
I've done indoor rock climbing.
Okay, then.
So I don't even like doing that, because you got to put those stupid rock climbing shoes on.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind those.
Oh, they kill my feet, man.
I want to say that I would do outdoor rock climbing, because that sounds like the right answer. No. I would not do outdoor rock climbing. No. It seems incredibly dangerous.
I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody.
No, man. Like, I like coming down a hill, not falling off a cliff. Like, right. I see videos, like, there's rock climbing, and then there's, like, that, like, free climbing shit where they don't take a harness. They just fucking scale the shit. I'm like, that is the whitest thing I've ever seen. Who's doing that? Come on, bro. Let's do it. Nah, I'll take a helicopter to the top. I'll see you later.
Yeah, no.
Nah, fuck that.
No, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that at all.
No. Like, I want to skydive, because that seems like that would be kind of crazy fun. I feel like rock climbing is far more dangerous. There has got to be more people who have died doing that than skydiving.
Well, I mean, with skydiving, you know, you got a person on your back, you know, watching your back. You know.
Even if you don't, I feel like the stats have got to be worse for rock climbing. Look, I'm not that great at keeping my shoes tied. I don't trust myself enough to tie off a tie off a line to climb. Like I'd be like, this doesn't. I don't trust myself.
Nah. This is a Windsor
knot. Yeah, like double Windsor. Nah, I don't. That's okay. I'm good, guys. So they go. The three of them go rock climbing. Kramer asks George to hold the line for him and to tie it off because Tony needs it tied off so he can climb up. And George gets distracted offering Tony a sandwich that he didn't tie the line off. And so when he doesn't do that, the line basically falls and Dan falls on his pretty boy face on a rock.
So we cut to and Kramer and Kramer and George are arguing about who should tell Elaine, and they eventually tell Elaine, and the first thing out of her mouth is, what happened to his face?
Yeah, she is concerned. Look, that's a decent question. Okay, yeah, like, man, if my wife fell off of a mountain for some random ass reason, and she was alive and like fine, I would be like, did she fall on her face? Look, I need to know. Did she fall on her head? Right? Is she still smart and is she still attractive? Sorry, I need to know these things.
Look, ain't nothing wrong.
She got her limbs and all? All right, then we're good.
Ain't nothing wrong with being superficial, especially when you are in the prime of your life. You want your lady to be in the prime of her life.
Yeah, I don't want to date. I don't want to date the fucking the guy who lives at the top of the tower in that Robin Hood movie with Morgan Freeman. Like, ew, gross. That, like, he's like missing a nose or some shit.
Yeah, man. Like, you grow old together.
I'm the right fucking.
Can't have one beautiful person and one ugly person. Like, two beautiful people or two ugly people. Like, yeah. That's, I'm sorry. That's the rules.
Yeah. Look, when I see people breaking the rules, I am very upset with them. I'm like, you're ruining the balance of the universe.
Right.
What are you doing? As Andy would say on Look Forward, you're overkicking your coverage. Which is a true statement. So we see Tony with like bandages. He's the rest of him totally fine. He's got bandages all over his face. And Elaine is like, so did the doctor say anything about radical reconstructive surgery? He's like, well, I was out of it because I was on drugs, so I don't really know, man.
It was pretty cool though.
It's pretty great. So she's all concerned that he's gonna be an uggo. Then George comes to see Tony, and there's a weird conversation where Tony's like, step off, George. And George is like, no, please don't do that.
Oh, Tony, no.
Oh, Tony, no. And Elaine keeps saying it. She's like, yeah, step off, George. Like, look, everybody, please stop saying step off. It's ridiculous. And George brings Tony some Superman comics, which Tony reluctantly takes. Then just kind of to fast forward, at Jerry's apartment, his girlfriend is there, and
Kramer comes in and he hears her voice, like, because right. Kramer had never met Jane, that was the name of the Jerry's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Kramer is taken aback for a second, and you know, Kramer is all id, right? He can't play anything off.
He's freaking out.
Right. And she's like, okay, I'll see you guys later. And then when she leaves, he's like, whoa, that's her. He's like, what? He's like, that's Erica, the phone sex lady. Like,
her voice, quote, is tattooed onto my brain.
And they have this exchange that is pretty goddamn funny. It's on every like clip show of...
Yeah.
That people do of Seinfeld, where Kramer goes on this little rant with Jerry back and forth
about blowing his mind. it is one I had forgotten that this was the episode that was in. It is one of the best clips, though.
Yeah,
like it is simply one of the best moments. Then, sort of the final culmination of the episode happens in Monk's. Jerry and Elaine are at Monk's, and they see Kramer, and he's like staring out the window, and they're like, "Hey." Like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I asked Erica to come to meet me at Monk's. So we're going to find out if it's really her. And so he's like, all right, like, whatever. And so she comes in and she's like, oh, hey, Jerry, how are you? And, you know, it's good to see you. And then when she talks to Elaine realizes that it's the same woman. And Jerry also charged her. He's like, yeah, I can't believe you're like selling sex on the phone and all this other stuff. She's like, I sell paper products, you idiot. And he's like, oh, sorry. And then Elaine starts to freak out that it's the same woman. And she's like, well, I'm going to go to the, Jerry's girlfriend's like, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And so Elaine rushes past her to go to the bathroom and then basically does what she did to her in the beginning. She takes literally all of the toilet paper in the entire bathroom. And then when she's like, oh, I don't have any toilet paper. And she's like, I can't spare a square. And she says the same thing to her as a big fuck you. And then she runs out of the bathroom with like five rolls of toilet paper and throws it on the table and runs out. Of course, she comes out, Jerry's girlfriend, or now very much ex-girlfriend, comes out of the bathroom and she's like, don't call me anymore. And then she leans over to Kramer and she's like, you either. And then she like kind of like licks her like her tongue out or whatever, like near his ear. And so it's like, aha, she actually was the phone sex person. And they both like, oh shit, which was a good, like it was a solid like rounding of that story.
Yeah.
And one thing that I forgot to mention earlier, when Jerry and his girlfriend are at the apartment, she starts to give him a back massage and he's like, oh, I've been waiting a long time for this, which is a callback to the masseuse episode. Yeah. Which is perfect.
Yeah. So before we get out of here, we have one little experiment that I'd like to do. I'd like to ask you,
oh boy,
would you ever do phone sex?
Like, would I
like
work
if somebody,
there?
If
like,
somebody,
would I work there?
Yeah, would you work there and be the person that gets called and then you have to put on your sexy voice?
Which we all know is really great. That is a good question. Is it just for women or do I have to? Because I'm sure like the phone sex people have to like. No, because I feel like they, it's like porn. Like they're like, you got to do gay stuff too, and I'm like, I don't
want
to do that.
You do whatever you want.
All right,
for this,
I don't want to talk about a dude's balls. All right, like I don't,
for this experiment,
no bueno.
For this experiment, I looked up.
Don't you dare have a script.
I swear looked to up God, a bunch of.
I'll
things.
I'll push you off that stool.
75 things to say to turn your guy on. So I'm gonna say some of these. I'm gonna. You know, yeah, you know, we're straight. Like,
yeah.
Sorry. Like, if you wanted to hear me talk about, no, sorry. You're not doing it. I'm going to say this, and I want you to say it in your sexy voice. And we're gonna
oh,
have,
my God.
And we're going to have a sexy phone sex off.
All right, that's fair. We're only doing three phrases because this is going to get really awkward and weird. Calling it at three.
Okay. Let's see.
Terrence is fucking losing his shit over here.
Do you want to see what magic I can perform with my tongue?
Gross. See, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not. Yeah, I can't keep a straight face long enough to pull this off. God, I'm going to sound like weirdly too intellectual. Like, no, I can't do this. Like, I know I can't. I don't really talk dirty to my wife. Like, we don't, that's not a thing. I think we're too smart. Like, it's weird.
All right, let's start with the easy one. Let's start with the easy one. What are you wearing?
Ugh, gross. I feel like a fucking weirdo saying this. Well, this is what the people pay for.
What are you wearing?
That's not bad.
That wasn't bad.
I can bring my voice down to a new normal adult level.
I didn't know you could go that low.
Go fuck yourself.
Let's see. Feeling you overpower me. I can't even get it out. Feeling you overpower me and dominate me is so damn hot.
One, a white guy said that. Like, a black guy would never say that. Two, what is this, like, 50 Shades of Grey? Who talks like that?
A cuck would say
that. Yes, thank you. I don't even remember the line because it was so ridiculous. Feeling you overpower me is so damn hot.
Number 20.
don't even want to hold your phone. It's gross. You know, I'm going with number 19. I love feeling you on top of me. I can't. Game
I'm
over.
Good, man.
I can't.
Good.
That was fun. And like, I can't say it in front of the two of you. It's fucking weird. All right. That's it for us. We will see you guys next week for another, I'm sure, very insane episode of Airing Grievances.
See ya.
Bye.
Really?